Hello and welcome to the Gracious Grind podcast. For those that don't know, I am Diana. Alongside of me, we have Denise.
Hey, everyone.
Thank you for joining us as we graciously navigate through life's ups, downs, and all of the in-betweens. So let's get into it.
So what's up? How was your summer? Let's start there.
We had some milestones this summer. One in particular was my 40th birthday.
It was lit.
That was a good time. We celebrated that successfully for at least 2 to 3 weeks, I'd like to say.
Yeah.
I was definitely tired.
It was outlandish.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I definitely actually got tired of it before the party, but I had to save face because I really hyped up my birthday this year.
You did.
And I exhausted myself.
But it was a blast.
It was.
It was. It was a good time.
We ended up renting a bouncy house, water slide.
Worst idea ever.
No, I think that was the dopest idea. We ended up with some pinatas as well, which was dope.
I took 3 kids home with injuries.
Sounds like a parenting problem, not mine.
Well, one wasn't even mine.
Whoops. Yeah.
And I was petrified.
Yeah. But she just showed up out of nowhere and had that big old gash on her face. And I was like, what the fuck happened? And everyone had a good time. No one died. It was successful. So my 40th birthday, we're stepping into the 40th year.
How you feel about that?
What a milestone. What a milestone.
I've been here for a while, so I'm all right.
So far so good, I guess. I can't complain.
It's been a couple days.
Yeah, since the 9th, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a good couple weeks.
Okay.
Decent, I'd say.
Sure.
Okay.
How are you feeling about turning 40? Was it a thing for you?
Yeah.
Or was it like normal birthday?
No. Mm-mm. I was actually really excited about the 40th birthday.
Interesting.
I don't know if it was because I just was ready to say like, I'm old. Is that rude? Is it rude to call people over the age of 40 rude?
Rude, yes. Old, no.
Interesting. Either way, I'm old now.
I was petrified.
Really?
Yeah, but I was going through like a doomsday phase. I was sure like, yep, I'm definitely almost dead now.
Okay.
40
That's
was like close to the end. It was, I'm not there anymore, but
okay.
It was dark.
Hmm.
I'm good now.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was excited about it. I don't know, the growth. And then on top of that, Dig turned 16
he did.
On the 4th of August. So that was huge. I think it was bittersweet, to say the least.
Why?
It just means he's like, you know, growing up. That's scary.
Yeah.
Kind of just watching him make his own decisions and trying to navigate his own way and finding his, just who he's trying to be.
Yeah.
Such a tender age. And then to be a female trying to raise a male young man at that. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. And then on top of trying to raise him, it's hard giving yourself grace through it all. So I'm learning, slowly learning. And I think that's what 40 meant to me, was being far more gracious with myself.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time beating myself up for a lot of decisions and things and circumstances. But, you know, that's life, and welcome 40s.
Yeah. I think people always tell you, like, as you get older, you really do start to give yourself grace, right?
Yeah.
And you really do start to see things differently.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And you really do start to just not give a shit about certain things.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to just being like, and I really don't give a fuck. So
I haven't gotten peak there. There's definitely still things I give a fuck about that I definitely shouldn't, but
okay,
I'm getting better at getting rid of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I, I mean, it's never been hard for me to not give a fuck. So fair. I think
that's fair.
Yeah. And I don't mean it like tough girl. I just mean it like, you know, some things I just like, I gave that a good old college try, you know, moving on. So, yeah, celebrating Diggy's 16th birthday. He's been fun for 16 years.
He's great.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
I like him.
Well, okay. I appreciate that. At
least, anyways.
Yeah. He's a good kid. He's a good kid. I'm definitely excited to see where he heads with everything he's got going on. I could take this into just getting some things off my chest now. We officially got him going at a different school. He was at another school in the Tacoma Public School District for his freshman and sophomore year. So we are moving on, which I think we needed, closer to home, and hopefully help with a little bit of that self-independence. But the morning before enrollment, the conversation is brought up again because he sends me a screenshot of his schedule to the Tacoma school that he's no longer going to. And I found that pretty interesting because it's one in the morning and we had already had this conversation and I politely asked to not have to talk about it again. So I ignored that text message, went to work, got home, and no more than 60 seconds was he upstairs in my face. Mom, did you see that text message I sent you? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, so I know we talked about it, then why are we talking about it now? Kind of thing, you know? So I probably let him go on for about a couple of minutes before I just was like, you know what? Motherfucker, I really just walked in this door from work. And I have to go to work to support you. If I didn't have you, I would probably be in a box somewhere, enjoying my best life. I'd be just as tan. I'd have no responsibilities, zero. Fuck, I could find a pet on the street.
A pet? Come on.
I wouldn't have to pay for that. You know, my life would be a little bit different. But he's here. And,
girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how sick of this.
So ultimately, he gets enrolled.
Correct.
In the school of mom's choice.
Yeah. And it was, you know, like I said, I think it's just going to be better for his growth this year.
Well, like we talked about before, you didn't go to school, buddy. So I have to move you closer to home. So you can't really argue with that.
No.
So.
No. And I don't know. And now he's got a lizard breeding ring.
Okay. I'm going to need you to leave the gecko.
Well, that's farm what it is.
Alone. It's not a ring, a farm. First of all.
There's a ring.
It's not a ring. No one's fighting. He wants to breed geckos to sell.
They're not exotic geckos. Like, what?
Have you looked into it? Well, maybe it's a thing. I don't know what these kids be doing, but at least he's not trying to sell drugs.
I'll keep my mouth shut. I don't.
I'm not saying you need to let him have the gecko farm, but let's stop calling it a ring. You're making him the El Chapo of geckos, and I'm going to need you to chill.
Wow. Well, I can see it happening. It's going to get out of control really, really fast. I really can see it. And I'm not going to be able to stop it because I'm afraid of lizards.
I think he's going to stop. I think what happened to the other lizards are going to happen to these geckos.
He's just going to let them fend for themselves.
They're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't think it's going to go very far. I think he's going to get bored.
I appreciate that we are shitting on my kids' dreams.
No, I mean, it's geckos.
It's geckos.
But he's 16.
What do you really know about geckos, though?
Exactly. So maybe he's going to
I was asking you, what do you know about geckos?
I can't answer that because my son would be ashamed of me because he loves animals. Yeah. And I don't know. They're lizard little things. They're gross and green. And listen, I am not an animal person. Mm. I love my dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, dogs I'm familiar with.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same, but doesn't mean.
So I don't know anything about geckos. I know I would like them to stay the fuck away from me.
Mm. Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that was the whole purpose of him taking the downstairs bedroom was so that he could raise geckos.
Well, to me, that shows initiative.
And I said, I'm pretty sure that's actually not what we had discussed when you asked to move down there. But I guess I do tend to tune him out a lot when he's talking. So I wouldn't be surprised if I had agreed to this at one point in our conversation. But whatever. And I guess you're right, as long as he's staying busy. But with football coming up and him being the social butterfly that he is, I just don't understand how he thinks he's going to juggle.
That's why I'm saying, like, let him be 16. Let him try 1,000 little things. Okay. And then eventually he'll turn out to be, like, who knows? The next CEO of something. I don't fucking know what Diego's going to do, but it'll be good.
I don't think he knows.
Well, he's 16. Did you?
Yeah.
Are you there?
No.
Exactly. So you didn't.
Appreciate that.
You knew what you thought you wanted at the time. So let's like all.
Well, at least I had some. I was goal driven.
He is too, bro. Is a hustler. What are you talking about?
Yeah. He spends all my
jobs.
Money.
Well, that's because you keep falling for it. Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. How about you?
What about me? My summer? My summer
Your
was
summer.
Excellent.
Yeah?
So let's see. Big news. My big guy graduated this year.
Oh.
That was a big deal. That was
a huge deal.
And it was way sweeter than bitter.
Okay.
In the bittersweet.
Okay.
It was, and I don't know if it was just that's in general it's sweeter or if it's just how it is for me and him.
Okay.
Because it was very celebratory.
Yeah.
But it was just like I wanted it for him so bad that it wasn't like, oh, I'm losing my baby. It was like, man, look at my baby. He's doing his damn thing.
Okay.
It was a big deal.
I like
so
that.
So it felt like, and you know, he's a good kid. I know he's going to be fine. I'm not worried about where he ends up and what he does. I just want him to have a path, start going on it, and wherever you veer to next, that's fine.
Okay.
And I feel like he's there. He's getting there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fun. That was a fun week. We took time off and got to spend some time with family and celebrate and had a kick-ass party.
Yeah.
That turned out perfect, even though like the rain was, the weather shit on us, but that's all right. It was almost like it needed to happen.
Yeah.
So it kept
like a good cleanse.
Yeah. It kept it, small and it was fine. It didn't turn out to be too overwhelming.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
Shout out to the beast that was on the grill that day.
Yeah. You did your thing.
Yeah.
The tacos were
there.
Muy bueno.
Racist to say the least, but
that wasn't.
So what else did you have going on this summer?
I threw a really cool party for my daughter. That was fun. That was exhausting. I gotta say, that was way more exhausting than the graduation party.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of little girls. Ages 8 to 9. To 10. Actually, there was a couple 10s in there. And nope, I actually had a little sprinkle of a 4 in there too.
You did have a little one there.
So they're just a little bit more work, a little bit more demanding, but it was top notch. My baby girl said she had never been so spoiled and it was the best party ever. So, you know, kudos to that. So that was fun. And then me and Christopher Maurice Brown had a date. That was fun. So it's been a summer.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but I happened to be at that event.
Yes,
as well.
I remember you drove me.
And I
remember asking
I'm with
you
child.
For a ride. Yes, his yes. backup dancer and you got real friendly. So yeah, that was Yikes. That was I don't know. That took me out of the game like of life for
that...
at least 2 or 3 weeks. Nothing bothered me. Nothing. Nothing. All yeah. I would do is just close my eyes and he'd be right there in front of me again. Like, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
Nothing bothered me.
I could see that for you because there were moments during that event that I would glance over and I thought to myself, does this bitch really think her and him are the only ones in this building?
He thought the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. It was pretty cute. It was pretty cute. But, you know, sometimes audiences, they're there.
So he's into the audiences, you think?
Well, he's got to do a job.
He's got to bring the bacon home one way or another.
We'll see where this goes.
Yeah. I love that the Delulu is here, put the cuckoo back in the clock. Sis.
And for a while, in okay. my head, we were definitely together.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah no, yeah. There was actually a couple of times you were like, yikes. And I
played Residual so many times on repeat. Lucy was like, if you turn this song on again, she said, I can't. Not the way you had me listening to Tay Tay from sun up to sundown for 17 area tour months.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to ever understand the infatuation with Taylor Swift. Is that for another day or is it? Can I get that off my chest?
Her music is cute. I'll give her that. She performed the kids. She performed. Her concert was cute. It was fun. She seems to care about her fans. I see she's very engaged with her fans. I see why she's the superstar she is.
Mm. Oh,
and
a superstar.
And yeah, she's got cute songs. She got some bops. They're cute. But am I just going to be like, oh, let me just lay down and sit back and...
Like the Pandora station. There's no Taylor Swift Pandora station is what you're saying.
There's definitely Taylor Swift Pandora station. But I'm just saying.
Wouldn't be your first choice.
Not mine. I mean, I'm sure it's there because I have kids. Mm-hmm. There's 13 Disney stations on there as well.
Well, I can fuck with some Disney.
I can too, but I'm just saying.
So let it go in particular.
Yeah. Frozen was on heavy rotation for sure. I do want to say something though.
Yes.
And you aren't going to be happy about it because you didn't want me to bring this up. But I do want to talk about security tags on clothing at the stores. I fully, fully understand the point because people are raggedy.
Security tags on clothing at the store.
Yes, okay. I'm down with it.
Okay.
How fucking ever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain how much rage my body feels when I get home and I take it out of the bag and the tag is still on there. It fills me with so much rage and it's probably unrational and I'm sure it is. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the rage is rational, but I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Like it is so annoying.
Right.
Like take the fucking tag off or just let people steal this shit.
Okay.
Because this is irritating. You shouldn't make the people that are paying for their shit have to come back twice just to stop the motherfuckers that are going to take it fucking regardless and saw it off with their teeth. It just fucking makes me so mad. And I'm sorry. The reason I'm bringing it up is because it's happened to me 2 times in a week.
Oh, not two times in
two
a week.
It's asinine.
2 times in a week.
I apologize. Okay. That's all I had to get off my chest because it's been pissing me off. Because before we got here, that's exactly what I had to do.
Correct. And in the meantime,
go return it.
We stopped in Panera Bread.
Please do not bring up this
agave
goddamn lemonade.
So Panera Bread has this frozen lemonade. It's literally frozen agave lemonade. Is that what it was called?
Mm-hmm.
Denise was dead.
It was delicious. Oh, by the way.
Denise was dead. Well, when we walked in there, she was very curious about what agave was. And my dumb ass was like, it's a fruit. I know it is a fruit. I'm not sure from what country it originates.
Not only thought it was a fruit, but you told me it was a fruit by trying to shame me for not knowing it was a fruit.
I was a little bit, I was on the right track. It's sweet.
Yes, that is the criteria of fruit.
Yeah.
Sweetness.
What fruit isn't sweet?
We're not doing this right now.
Either way, Panera has a new drink. Shout out to Panera.
Would you like some lemon? Dates.
She was dead set on asking for just frozen lemonade, and she was talking so much shit in this line, and I was like, I cannot wait to see the gangster at the
register. I was not talking shit. I was confused. I was confused.
You were dead.
Because
you were,
it said strawberry lemonade.
You were dead
set. Then it said agave lemonade. So I'm like, okay, what's agave? Because I just want lemonade, as in lemon and the sugar and the water. Frozen, preferably. And whatever else goes in it, please don't tell me what other ingredients, the main ones. Lemon and sugar. Okay? Fuck. All right. Now, agave being put in front of it implies, are they telling me like we use agave instead of sugar?
That's probably what it was. And you're just being a jackass.
Then say frozen lemonade with motherfucking agave. Not call it agave lemonade like strawberry lemonade. So what? So when you stop using agave, you're going to say frozen sugar lemonade?
I think no. It's just going to be frozen lemonade. Agave happens to be a separate ingredient.
All right. Cool.
Either way,
I did get my
agave lemonade, and that's exactly.
Exactly like what I thought a frozen lemonade would taste.
And she asked for it exactly how it's called. She asked for it.
Well, I did not want him to be confused. Because twice he got very confused. He wanted to know if my drink was to go or for here.
I did hear him ask that, and I walked over to the pastries.
Yes.
I was like, and he goes, oh, gosh, wait a second.
You don't need that.
All fairness, it was 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And he looked like he had just woke up, and his parents were like, bro, you are late.
Exactly. So
for the
I didn't
third day in a row.
To say, sir, can I get a frozen lemonade? He'd be like, oh, which one? And then he stressed out.
Right. So, he's like, Barbara, I am clocking out. Had enough of this shit. Fuck. People are asking for secret items.
Do we got a frozen lemonade back there?
Poor guy. I mean, he was at work making his money. So, oh well.
All right.
Good shout out to him today. Yeah. I hope he has a good day.
He's doing stellar. The mall was very packed. I'm sure he's selling plenty of agave.
I'm going to get you some fucking agave.
I bet you that shit, I mean, it's great.
It's a syrup.
I'm sure it's probably healthier. I'm sure that was the point. I'm sure we missed the point.
Oh, yeah, because that's what Panera is. Well, I thought that's what it is.
I think it's the point because it's not deep fried, but really it's all cream and sauce and fat.
Very anyway. True.
And cheese. So,
that place can turn you into a mud mermaid very fast. Mm. Let me talk about that really fast.
I really wish we weren't doing that. And I wish you wouldn't use that word.
I think that's the reason I need to talk about it, because I don't know how many people know about this word. I mean, this term it's a term? We're going to call
it's
it a term.
It's disgusting.
Mud mermaid. I'm not sure how to really even explain what a mud mermaid is. I don't even know that I truly know what it is.
You know what it is. And you don't want to talk. We don't.
Okay. Well, I guess that's for a future show. But everyone, think about that. Mud mermaid. Think of what a mud mermaid could really be. Let your imagination run wild with that.
Nah. Nope.
Why? You just don't want to have an imagination?
That part.
This is going to be a good season, guys.
Season. Speaking of it.
Speaking of it.
Let's do it.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's
ready
do
to
it.
Talk fantasy football.
Let's fucking do it.
Okay. So let's get into it. So fantasy. My friend, my best friend, Vicky, she and I have been friends for a long time, but her family did fantasy for years. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about it. So Kevon and I joined years and years ago. Mm-hmm. First year, I won. So obviously, I was hooked after that, right?
Right.
Like, because what gets you hooked more than winning, right?
Right.
There we go. So then, so we've been doing it ever since. Well, my little one, Major, came out the womb with a football in his hands.
Yes, and a helmet.
and a helmet. Yes, for sure. Definitely knocking people over and making sons.
Which is his favorite term, by the way.
Making sons.
Making sons.
Or calling people his son. Yes. Indeed. but he has gotten into it. So he's been playing and he won last year. So we made a family league with my family that he won last year. And this year he's been talking to you about it and you had said that you hadn't done one.
Right.
Before, and he thought that was blasphemous. Because
yes.
You are a huge football fan, so it made no sense yes. to him. He was just not understanding how he was at his age and won, been in plenty of playoffs. He's just like, he's got a career going.
Right.
And you're I'm at the old. Combine. He's
right.
just confused
right.
what's
I'm,
going on here.
Yeah, I'm
right?
basically the, I hate, yeah, I'm basically the Colin Kaepernick of mm-hmm. fantasy football. Yes. Too much?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, it's true.
Okay. Well, anywho. So, he... who has started so many draft leagues of his own, has made one for us
yes.
and our kids. So it's us, our kids, my crazy dad's in it, and then the kid's friend is in there as well. So we have our own, and then plus we also added you to our family one.
Yes.
Right, so you're getting in it. Now you get to be in two.
Yes.
I, unfortunately, will be having my fifth draft this afternoon. Major thinks I'm one of his friends.
Okay.
So when he makes things with his friends, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to add my mom, too.
And yes.
So I have... Anyways, speaking of, so you,
yes.
How are you feeling about your first season?
I'm ready.
Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you, like, geeked? Are you like, this is going to be a hoot? Or do you think this is going to be stressful?
No, I'm not nervous. I'm not stressed. The only time I was stressed was when I went to bed and you... left my house feeling so collected and confident.
Yeah.
It pissed me off.
It should have. It really should have.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
It did. I actually wanted to text you and just say, take me out.
Like out of the league.
Out of the league.
I should have because you did not do great, but you didn't do terrible. So that's why, like, and first of all, listen, I'm not in charge of our league. Okay. That's the little guy. So I don't even have that kind of power. So don't you fret. However,
so I'm good. Okay.
However, let's start. Let's talk about draft night, right?
Let's talk about draft
night. So the reason I left confident was because I believe my grade was an A+ draft.
Okay.
I was projected to be 14-1.
Okay.
So I think the reason you were frustrated was because you were projected to be 2-13. So the frustration you were feeling,
yeah, it had
completely
nothing to do with you.
Understandable.
Okay.
I probably wasn't the issue.
Oh, okay.
But we're besties, right? I'll
right.
totally take the heat.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, draft night was a hoot.
Draft night was fun. Obviously, the first time for me experiencing anything like that. Let me set the record straight. It's not that I'm not cool enough to be part of drafts. I think that I talk so much shit. And there are people that just are like, I can't.
Maybe. You are definitely an acquired taste.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not everybody's cup of tea.
You're not.
Especially when it comes to the football.
But you're also delusional, right? Like, you definitely had a lot of confidence. And then, like, we're all looking at you like... Like, remember when you were like, oh my God, you have another draft. Don't steal my team. And I'm like, well, your team's going to lose. So why would I take your team? Like, you're kind of like, you think your team's good, but it's not.
Yeah, you know, what's crazy to me is that each of these questionable picks that you... think are questionable, there was other members in the home that were upset that I was able to draft some.
Yeah. So players. I was going to speak on that.
Okay.
So, yes. So my son was in a different room.
Yeah.
Doing his draft and having visceral reactions to people's drafts, like people's picks. People right. would get a pick and all of a sudden you could hear him holler.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Last night I had to do a draft.
Okay.
With him. And we happened to sit next to each other. His sounds that he was making were no indication of your talent as a draft person, as a GM.
Okay.
He was making, he just reacts. Okay. If you took someone he wanted, he reacted. If you took someone he thought he wanted maybe 16 picks later,
okay.
he reacted. I was like, bro, you need to take a chill pill.
Okay.
Like, take a deep breath. So okay. again, I feel like he gassed you a little bit. He tends to do that. He likes okay. to hype people up. He's a hype man. He really is. He wants everyone to feel good.
He is.
He wants everyone. Whoa.
Yeah.
Apologize for that. He wants everyone to.
You haven't had anything like that near your face in a while, so I understand.
And don't want to.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But you know what? There's first timer's luck. There is a chance you're going straight to the top, sister. So you know what? Good luck, and I can't wait for you to get there.
It's going to be this season.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
No, it is.
I think it's possible. Because things happen.
I'm playing to win, not...
The rest of us are too.
I don't know. I think
like
you guys are just...
the good war rosters, we also want to win.
Interesting. That is interesting. For one of my teams, I actually don't have a kicker. I don't even have, yeah.
So you don't have a vital piece of the team.
Right.
Yikes.
Yeah. But I feel pretty good about it still.
I had this conversation with my dad this morning.
Yeah.
You did. Because he drafted 3 quarterbacks, no kicker, 138 wide receivers, right. and 2 running backs.
I mean, rule of thumb, you should always
have... He may or may not have a defense. I don't know if he even knows he needs a defense. He might even know that you could have drafted it. I don't know what he was doing. Mind you, this is his, like, 5th or 6th year in fantasy, so there is no excuse. But this morning, he just kept going on and on about how it was the move to make, is yeah. to just have missing pieces. He
I
was
mean,
like, because people are going to start falling off. I'm like, but you need one for week 1, which is in 4 days. But, you know, whatever. I'm sure everyone knows what they're doing, right? 3 quarterbacks, 2 on the bench, 1 starting. Of course, that makes sense. He drafted so many wide receivers. It was insane.
So every...
It became comical.
Right. So every wide receiver in the NFL is...
And then he was like, get a go, Mark Andrews. All right, buddy. To the top you go.
Yeah, talk about delusional, huh?
Yeah.
Poor guy. Either way, I'm super excited. Yeah, the kids are really into it, which has been fun. I'm just honestly super thankful that I'm even getting to enjoy it this year. So good luck, soldier, and may the best team, which is me, win.
Yes.
One of them, at least.
You
Come
got
on.
It, Rudy.
Did you call me Rudy?
I did.
Like Rudy from the movie Rudy? Or like Rudy short for Rudolph?
No one calls anyone Rudy short for Rudolph.
Mm,
nope. Not a...
You don't think
one.
So?
No one.
You don't think so? You don't
well,
think...
Yes, but not in the... Maybe if that's what the nickname is for someone named... Rudolph, but why would I call you that randomly? Why would I randomly call you Rudolph or Rudy?
You just did call me Rudy.
As in Rudy, the underdog. You know what? This is why you're not winning fantasy. Because you don't know how to pay attention.
Rude. Which is also true. I do get sidetracked quite a bit.
Yes. I definitely think that Christian McCaffrey and Josh Allen being on my team are going to be helpful.
Josh Allen?
Yes.
Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen?
No, the other one.
Okay. I don't see any success in that.
Yeah.
a CMC for sure. I don't think there's anybody playing fantasy that doesn't have that man on their roster. And if you don't have him,
other than the first pick person, probably. And to be fair, I did pick first. So you pick first, you really should be at the top because you are getting the best picks every time.
Oh, so how did you manage that move?
It's just random because I've definitely been in very ass situations the rest of the week.
Yeah, I wasn't an ass
one. I'm hoping I'm in one tonight, like in the first place, because I really want to mollywop in this one. I don't want to be in this league. That's exactly why. I don't want to be in this league, but since I got to be here, I am not trying to lose to these goddamn football players so that I got to spend the rest of fall at their football practices, every time they get a water break, listening to these these kids talking shit. And they do, because we have far surpassed the days of these kids just thinking like, oh, that's someone else's mom.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, children have become far more unruly, huh?
Well, I've known these kids for a while, so they definitely will just walk up to me and talk smack. And that's okay, because I will definitely do the same. So I can't lose to them. Or I just will be watching my son's football practice from the car. And I don't want to hide from children.
It's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. And I have to beat my son because he won last year and he's been a little annoying since then.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting year. I am actually really excited to see where both of them end up. It's going to be cool.
My team's not going to do great, but I'm hoping that they will look like things are going to be getting better in the future.
Your actual favorite football team? Yes. Is that what you're referring to? And just to be clear, what team would that be?
That would be the Colts. So I'm hopeful for our young quarterback. And
who is the quarterback?
Anthony Richardson. And I'm extremely excited by him. But yeah. I need him to be able to get through a season without them letting him just get mollywopped.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, because I feel like that kid's going to be great. So
yeah.
I really want some good things to happen for him. We got some good pieces. We definitely don't have a lot of great ones, but we have some ones that I think are going to be great. Our front office is a
disaster.
It's a disaster.
Yeah. That's clear.
Yeah. Our GM is like, I know I'm not doing a good job, but who's going to stop me?
Right.
Legit is pretty much where he's at. And he basically said, if you don't like it, fire me. And our owner's like, YOLO. He's got other shit going on. Like
he's been, I got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, he's got other shit going on. So he's just like, fuck it. And he's not like giving like power to his kids to do it. Like he's like, I'm going to run this shit into the dirt if I got to. So we'll see.
Spicy.
Yeah. So I'm not going into the season like, yes, I can't wait till we're at the Super Bowl. I'm like, man, I really hope that some pieces start to look like, okay, yes, give us a couple of years. And the young pieces we've been picking up are starting to settle. That's where I'm at. But, you know, my kids, no one in our house is cheering for the same team. So I get to vicariously cheer for my kids' teams when they're not playing my team.
Okay.
So, you know. We got a 49er in the house.
Yes.
We got an Eagles fan in the house. And we have Lucy, who would like to find the founder of football and punch them in the face. Her words, not mine. So, but she's like, yeah, I'll root for whoever we're supposed to be rooting for today. That's where she's at.
Poor girl. Yeah. We tend to make her world worthwhile in between time.
She's a special little bee.
Yeah.
She knows she's loved.
But
she does hate the sport of football. And
yeah.
She thinks it has ruined our lives. And she asks all the time, why did I have to have a mom that likes sports? I'm like, yeah, YOLO. Here we
are. She'll like it when she gets older, I think.
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope. I mean, I don't know. I doubt it. I mean, she understands it and stuff. She's just like, just not her thing. She'd rather, I mean, she likes sports, just not football.
Yeah.
I mean, she can sit there and watch gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
She can watch that. She can watch cheer competitions, things like that. Shit she does, you know?
Yeah.
So, to each their own.
Yeah, to each their own.
How are you feeling about your team?
Oh, man. I am a Niners fan.
Yeah.
Our young rookie, Ricky Parcell, that we just picked up, he was involved in a robbery yesterday. It was shot twice. So that's going to be pretty, I mean, that's obviously devastating in a dozen and one ways. Thankful he's...
That's wild.
Okay, he's definitely going to survive. But yeah, I was excited to see him get out there, do his thing. We got Brandon Ayuk to sign his contract.
I'm happy for you in a way.
Okay.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah. I think I'm...
I wanted like weird things to happen in the world and somehow he showed up at my house. Not my house, but the Colts' house. But I mean, I knew it wasn't going to happen, but you know.
That was a long shot.
I get it. Not the ball.
Ooh.
Okay. You're doing a lot.
Oh, wow. Yikes. Anyways, he signed his contract, so we're good. The biggest piece to the puzzle that I don't have any worries that he's going anywhere now. I had to pray on it, but Trent Williams, he's been nowhere near practice, nowhere near the vicinity, nothing.
Yikes. Does he know he has a game next week? Like a week from now.
So hopefully that gets wrapped up here pretty soon.
You should text him. Just let him know, like, work starts.
He's been talking to some friends, and they're keeping me updated. I'm not trying to stress him out right now. I think he's got a lot on his plate.
That's fair.
Yeah. But I hear he's working out, staying in shape, obviously getting ready, because I'm sure something is coming to an end here, and we'll see him back out on the field. But without him, I'd be devastated. It's kind of like when Clay left the Warriors.
Can we not?
I think we should tap into a little bit of football too. I mean, basketball too.
Okay, listen. I am still very devastated about Clay leaving, and it is still very raw.
Sensitive, yeah.
Like, to the point where, like, I see Clay videos, and I'm like, I can't even look.
Yeah.
Because it makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
And it's, again, irrational. We're going to drop this right here. I am not a rational person. I do not think I'm rational. I don't pretend to think I'm rational. These are just my feelings and my thoughts. So don't be like, that's crazy. Yeah, no shit. I know that. But that's just who I am. But I am so sad about it. Like, it's sad to me. Like, I feel like a family member left.
Yeah. 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 That was like a breakup.
I'm heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel sad for Steph. I feel sad for Clay. I'm sad for me.
Yeah.
That's sad. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's just sad. And I feel like when he comes home the first game, that's going to be...
It's going to be the most emotional experience.
But can we also start talking about, like, okay, saying when he comes home, obviously the Warriors are in San Francisco. I cannot wait for us to be able to have a home team again.
Yeah. Yeah, Seattle.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I cannot wait.
How do you feel about that coming along? Do you think that's really going to happen for us?
I do. I think it's happening. I think we're at a good place. I think it's going to happen. I'm ready for it to happen now. Going to the Storm game. That was another thing. Like, you know, we did do a lot of fun things this summer because we went to the Storm game as well, and that was a hoot and a half. I mean, obviously it turned out to be really special, but it was fun anyways. But
yeah,
it reminded me of when my dad used to take us to the Sonics games.
Aww.
When we were younger. And I remember having so much fun. Yeah, I want us to have another team. I'm excited. That would be great.
Yeah.
And I really hope they stick with the Sonics because I think it would be weird to have anything else. I don't know that they can stick with. I don't know what the rules are.
Whatever,
I hope that they could do that because that would suck otherwise.
Really?
Dude, you bring the Sonics back. You have a fan base.
Yeah, like, for sure. You have
people that are like want the Sonics home, right?
Yeah.
But can you do that if OKC was the Sonics? I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. Like, does that even really look like? Does that look like them coming back and they're still the Sonics? Or they come back and they're like the Washington Sasquatches?
Well, first of all, I hope it's never Squatches.
Seattle Sasquatches. Mm. Right?
You know what?
I was referring to that big hairy monkey thing that everyone's like scared of and believes we have running around in the woods.
Sasquatch.
It's a what?
I think it's called a Sasquatch.
Not a Sasquatch. That's what I said.
You're saying, sound like you're saying scratch with a W.
Squatch.
Okay, we're done. Okay.
Ooh, what are we?
not keep on.
Yeah. Basketball was, we've got some WNBA games we're going to be attending.
Yes.
This year. First one on the list is the Vegas game.
I will, listen, I am not going to know how to act.
Me neither.
I am, first of all, I like going to the Storm games anyways. I love the Storm. Yeah. I think they're a great team and I love all the players. I think they're wonderful. But obviously, I think Asia Wilson is phenomenal. Yes. And I love her to bits.
Yes.
I think Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, all of them. I think that they're just, Kate Martin, all of them. I think they just have a team that just seems like they're just a good vibe.
Yeah.
They love, they're ballers.
Yeah.
Right? They hoop. They just seem like.
And they love playing together.
And they love like each other. They seem like, but let me tell you something about Sid Colson.
What you got?
If Sid Colson made eye contact with me at this game,
okay.
I'm 1,000% proposing. I'm telling you this right now.
Okay.
I have not had a crush on someone as big as I have had on Sid Colson in a long time.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm very excited about the game. Probably 70% Sid, 30% everyone else.
Fair.
But... I do want to see Asia Wilson.
Yeah.
And then I also, but I want the Storm to win. See, so like it's that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I love certain people. I like certain players. Like I like, you know, I like other players on other teams, but Asia Wilson is dope. I think she's awesome. And I love that she's such a good role model. I love that my daughter looks up to her. Mm-hmm. I love that she seems to have taken some of the rookies under her wing and just seems to have been, just been a good role model and all while still just
balling,
looking like, shit up,
yeah, like a dog
day,
yeah,
every day, and she is just no one's competing,
yeah, league of her own for sure.
She's a fucking dog,
bro. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited to go see some lady hoopers. That is going to be fun. Shout out, Sid.
Yeah. So I also want to try to get to a Golden State game when they play Portland.
Yeah,
I did look. Yeah, that would be so fun,
dude. Major would shit his pants.
Yeah, I think that'd be dope.
So he got tickets to go see the Warriors for Christmas. Him and Leon and Kevon got tickets a week before or 2 weeks before Steph gets injured.
So they missed out.
So they missed out. But they did get to see Clay.
Yeah.
And it was great. But, and he didn't even travel. So he didn't even come up. So that part sucks. So that would be cool because you know how he feels about Steph.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to actually go. I've never, even when we had the Sonics, I have never bought a basketball jersey.
Oh, wow.
Ever.
Not even like when we were in the 90s and
just everyone had them.
Everyone
no.
had them just really. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a Chicago Bulls one?
No, I.
A Carolina?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-mm. I think growing up, I wasn't that much into basketball as I am, as I've evolved into it. Football has just always kind of been my thing.
It was such a fashion thing though in the 90s, I guess. It was more just like, I don't know.
I think also having an older brother who bullied you about everything kind of was just like, I'll just stick to what I know. Cause I'll put on, so like I had the bomber jacket that everybody had, the Charlotte Hornets one.
Yeah, me too.
He's like, you don't, and that's where it started. You don't even watch basketball. And I'm like, but
these colors are lit back up.
For real.
Because the starter jacket was everything.
It really was.
Thought I was the shit in it.
Who did?
And was, actually.
Yeah.
Quit playing.
Like, we looked like we were selling drugs that early already. If you think about it, the fashion during that time, we all really did look like young drug dealers.
We were like in a real hip hop age though. We were like, I feel like that was such a big time for hip hop at that time. I feel like that's all we were listening to.
Yeah. That's probably why we all looked like drug dealers.
We were dressing like videos and the music artists we were listening to. And even like R&B back then was very like the style.
So you wore silk pajamas to like school and bed and stuff because it was a thing?
Well, I didn't wear pajamas to school.
Okay.
And I did not wear silk pajamas because I was a child.
However, but it was like all the thing to dress like a hip hopper.
That's not how they dressed. That's how Aaron Hall dressed in I Miss You.
Still R&B?
Definitely didn't dress like him.
TLC did it?
Well, I wasn't trying to be crazy, sexy, cool at 12. Mm. Oh, God. I don't know. Was I 12? I feel like Crazy, Sexy, Cool came out way later than that. High school?
I don't know. I think that might have been middle school.
I don't know. I'm old at this point. It was a long time ago. I was in some kind of school.
Let's fact check that. Keep going.
About TLC? About how we dressed? I was a dork, though.
Were you?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I mean,
what made you a dork? Why would you say that?
I mean, I guess I wasn't really a dork. I don't know. Did my own thing.
Yeah, I was going to say you were very studious.
Very involved in school.
Yeah, you in high school.
If there was an assembly, I was hosting
it. Yeah, what made you like it like that?
But think about how I am now. Anytime I'm on a sports field with one of my kids, I somehow become involved.
It's true.
Like anytime my kids sign up for something, I help. I don't know. I've always volunteered, I don't know.
It fulfills you? Do you think that's what
it is? Fulfills feels weird because I'm always exhausted and I don't think I always love it.
Okay.
But I think I like to be of service. Maybe that's it. Maybe being of service fulfills me. I don't fucking know.
Interesting. So you're right. In the 90s, I guess we didn't wear silk, like pajamas and stuff.
No, we were children. That'd have been strange.
Yeah.
You know what,
these images are wicked,
I feel like
though.
I definitely did.
Ah,
and wore, because I feel like I definitely did the TLC Halloween one year.
Boom. And they are in a silk outfit.
I'm not saying that they didn't. But what I'm saying is we didn't because we were, how old were we?
Oh, I don't know. How old were we in the 90s?
Well, I didn't start dressing slutty till I was in my 20s.
Slutty?
Well, I'm not wearing silk pajamas and my stomach all out and stuff like that at 12, no?
I guess we did have morals when we were kids.
No, it's not about morals. It was my dad was a psychopath.
Yeah, that's true.
My dad tried to kill me when he found out I had a belly button ring. Like, physically wanted to murder me. He was very angry until I told him my mom let me do it, and then he wanted to murder her, so it was really cool.
That's good. That's good and wholesome.
No, like, it was weird. Like, you can't do this until you're... Oh, God. Calm down. Just because I have my belly button pierced doesn't mean I'm having sex. It means there's a hole in my belly button.
How old were you when you got your first tattoo?
18.
Oh.
But my parents wouldn't have signed off on it, so I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
But I got it done on my 18th birthday, like as in day one. And by the time I turned 18, I had three. I mean, by the time I turned 19, I had three.
That fast?
Yeah. They should have let me have it when I wanted it. Wouldn't have been suppressed. No one went crazy.
Is that what you think it was?
No. I always knew I was going to have tons of tattoos.
Yeah.
I've always known. I mean, I don't have tons, but I have 9.
Yeah. And you're going to add more?
And I had lots of piercings back then. I did.
Piercings. You know, I could never get into the piercing thing.
Well, I wanted my belly button pierced and I wanted my tongue pierced.
Interesting.
Which I did both. But my mom wouldn't let me get my belly button pierced at first. But she, like, convinced me to get my eyebrow pierced at 15. Random. Which I was like, I don't really want it. But then once I got it done, but I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. And then once I did it, I was like, oh, okay, that's cute.
Yeah. I think the only piercing, facial piercing I've ever really appreciated was the nose.
Yeah. It's cute.
It is cute.
And some I think are just cuter on others and just not on me.
No,
I think there's just some that, you know, you're like, oh, that would be cute, but I don't think I would wear it right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was into piercings big. Mm. But then then it was like everybody had a tongue ring. And I was like, this is whack. Yeah. And so then I took it out. And then, it was just like, once it becomes, I don't know. I was just doing it because I wanted it. And I wanted it to be different at the moment. And then it just kind of became a trend, which it always does. And
right.
Then I was like, yeah, I'm over it. And I took it out. But yeah, I still love tattoos. I definitely want more.
Yes.
I want one right now. Actually, if I could go get one at this very second, I would.
interesting that we are talking about tattoos. I don't think I got to tell anybody or share this just yet with anyone. For my 40th birthday, my brother bought me a tattoo gun.
Gun?
Yeah.
Are you going to start tattooing?
No.
Oh, it was random.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was something you asked for.
No. Mm-mm. No, I told you he's just mean. He's just a mean boy.
Oh, so it was a gag gift.
Yeah, he thinks tattoos are so stupid. And obviously I have them. My sister has them. He doesn't. Crazy. He's not interested in them. He thinks they're just whack. And my sister and I were in the group chat talking about getting tattoos, new ones recently. And he decided to, I guess, buy me a tattoo gun and then proceeded to say he wanted
things cheap.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you knew how to tattoo because I want one right now.
Well, I mean, I can learn.
I'd rather not.
What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, you fuck up my arm.
We'll cover it up.
Yeah. No. But yeah.
We could start small.
I'd rather not.
Like a little heart or something. A flower. I could do a flower.
Let's see your art first.
You got a taste of it the other night.
I don't feel like you have a steady hand.
You might be right, but I don't think you need a steady hand.
And have all your tattoos look like they're furry because they're just like...
a furry tattoo?
They all look furry. They're like... all shaky.
That's too bad. Because I was actually like... After it pissed me off because it actually hurt my feelings for a couple of days. I know. Why? That's super stupid. Because I just kind of felt like, dude...
You would have rather had a real gift.
No.
Or no gift at all.
No, just... does everything need to be
a dig?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I
brothers. They can be meanie sometimes.
Yeah. Dill hole. Either way, I have a tattoo gun, so if anyone is interested, I'm open for business. That's gonna be a side hustle. There you go. Side hustle. Open for business.
Definitely not going into a tattoo business unlicensed. That is not what's happening.
Oh, you do have to be licensed, huh?
Yes, to jab needles into people's skin.
Well, what kind? What does that consist of?
I don't know. You probably have to take sanitary classes and shit.
Can't imagine that's that hard, right?
I don't know. You probably have to take I can't draw, so I'm definitely never thinking about becoming a target.
I can't either. I can trace really good.
My kids think I'm excellent at art. And I keep telling them, yes, because I'm an adult.
You're
and
very crafty.
I have
crafty.
Better hand-eye coordination than you, for now. Eventually, you will also be an adult and you'll leave me in the dust. So, it's okay, guys.
Those poor little kids.
They're great.
Yeah, they're going to be fine. They'll be all right. We're giving this parenting thing a good old college try anyway. So, yeah, there's that.
It's an uphill battle, that's for sure.
No kidding. Are you yawning over there?
I am. Sorry.
Sheesh. I just...
Talking about parenting.
I just got up. Like a major tired.
Ooh. That's right. That's a job.
It is. It is a fucking job. Full-time one. Because as we're sitting here, and I'm like literally thinking of full week of things I'll still need to do for the kid and the week.
I just got a text that said, Mom, I'm trying really hard not to play video games right now.
Aww.
No.
That's positive. On. Right?
No, he has a 2-hour limit. So what he's saying is, give me more hours. I want to use my 2 tonight with my friends, but right now I'm scratching over here like a fiend and I need video game time.
Is the pool done? I mean, like...
No, we're taking it. We took it down.
Oh, okay.
Because they weren't using it once football... I mean, like, they got intense with football practice and stuff and the weather got a little cold. So they weren't using it as much. And then it was like they can't swim and go to football practice. So it has to wait till the weekends and... It's just been, so I was like, might as well take it down for next year.
So it sounds like summer is officially over.
Well, they do go to school next week, so.
So school,
well,
summer.
I think they were going fishing today. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer is officially over. I guess we can face it.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It was really fast, though. Like, was I'm anxious about school.
Why?
Well, one, I feel like it gets really busy. Life is just intense because now instead of having to get everyone to gymnastics and cheer and football after work, it's actual. Get everyone to gymnastics, cheer, football after work and after homework. And when we get after done with it, we have to, it's a quick bedtime. Like, it's back to that kind of tighter schedule. And honestly, I'm not going to lie. Major going into the Grady's going into is stressing me out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's stressing me out. Not so much this year, but like, okay. Oh shit.
It's getting
like,
real.
Leon hit me with it yesterday. He was like, auntie, he graduates like not that far from now. And I'm like, I know. So I'm taking it a little hard.
Yeah.
But I'll be fine.
We'll see.
I'll be fine. But it's just like, it just feels like, I think with him, it feels like it just went by so fast.
Yeah.
With Key, it didn't feel so fast. I mean, it felt fast, but I think because with Major, Lucy was there so fast mm-hmm. after that, it just like, life got so intense.
And Lucy's older than Major, or younger?
Younger. She's younger by 11 months.
Someone's busy.
That's inappropriate.
It's real.
It really doesn't mean I was busy. It just means that two times I did something.
Yeah.
And I did it right.
Just in one shot. Oh, man. So, yeah, well, he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's definitely learning to come into himself a little bit more. It's been great watching him grow. And I'm super thankful that I've been able to be part of a lot of the milestones he's reached. And I really can't wait to see where he's headed because
Bro's tapped in with you.
That's my buddy.
Yeah, he's tapped in.
That's definitely my twin.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
My mini-me. That poor guy.
He knows you're a goon and he knows you're a menace. And he's like, I fucked with that. Because me too.
Two peas in pods. So yeah. He's the president of our two pods.
Yes.
We're the two pod.
Yeah, he is. He's very amped about anything and everything we do.
He's a good soul, man. That boy.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to make it one day. I don't know doing what, but I'm going to make it somewhere. And I need everybody else to come along. So I'm just going to encourage everyone to get off their ass and also do something each day.
Yeah. And let me just say, he is the reason today feels somewhat put together because.
Oh, we were definitely about doing it.
We were definitely walking in here with absolutely zero idea as to what we were even
doing,
putting down. And Friday night we had dinner, all of us together, and it was late, obviously.
That's because it took 78 years to get our food.
We had a pretty big
And then
group.
It took you another 17 weeks to figure out how to pay.
Those little machines are tricky, to be fair. Come on. I thought it was a fucking ad. Jesus Christ. Anyways, we're sitting at dinner having a good time, or so I thought. And we're talking about how tired we are, basically how I am. And then Major basically was like, why are you guys not working tonight on this? Don't you have something to do? And it's pretty important on Sunday. And I'm kind of like, damn. At first I was like, yeah, no, I'm tired. And he was like, oh, so you're just not going to work on it.
Yeah. He was pretty disappointed.
Yeah, he was. He was pretty disappointed. And right now he's our only fan.
So we probably should listen.
So we probably should take his feedback a little bit more serious.
Well, I heard him last night on the Xbox. Yeah. And apparently he's getting us some more fans. They're all under the age of 11.
They're
and
not going to
can't
be able to
actually
listen
to this. Right. However, they may tell an old person they know.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And they also thought it was cool. I'm going to chop it up to not a single one of them know what a podcast is. Yeah. So they were just like, oh, you're cool. Your mom's doing something neat. It's awesome.
They're like, cool, bro. Anyways.
Back to killing these motherfuckers in Fortnite.
Right.
Like, let's go kill this banana peel.
I was just about to say.
Like, he's tripping.
Where's
he's
our skin?
Us. Yeah, like battle pass. Let's lock in, guys. Shirts off. shirt.
Yeah, that's also interesting. Anyways, okay, so we're backtracking. I got to backtrack for a second. So our number one fan made us get into the studio today. So yeah. I just want to give him another shout out because that kid, as much as we do our best to motivate him, he's truly got no idea how motivating and inspirational he is to even me. He's a good kid. He's a really good kid, and you're doing your thing, sis.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
For
I'm
sure.
Not gonna, I'm not even going to lie. Sure. He's pretty cool. But yeah, he's like, you've been talking about this for several months.
Yeah.
I've actually changed a different age. So,
yeah, and he's like, you guys, you're clearly not getting any younger. We just celebrated a pretty big birthday, I heard. I was there.
Yours was mine times four. Right.
Fuck off, kid. But, I mean, he was totally right. Basically telling us, you know, we're not getting any younger and then get our lazy asses in the studio.
And then we went and worked. Well, and we worked. I did.
Yeah, you did.
You watched me.
I gave you a lot of good ideas. I gave you the pen and paper, for fuck's sake. Good God. If it wasn't for the pen and paper, you wouldn't have.
You gave me tons of tears because I laughed so many times.
We were pretty fun. It was pretty funny. It was hard to stay focused. I got pretty stoned. So yeah. everything was funny and interesting, but except for what we were doing, that wasn't interesting.
And it wasn't even that you were just stoned and like you were giggly. You had no idea what was going on. You just kept saying like, look, okay, look.
Yeah.
Listen. Okay, look.
Yeah. I just tried
to
sound important.
I don't know that I can do this.
Yeah. I just tried to sound important for a little bit. And then I figured that. Then it was quickly learned that
I need to be on.
The fuck are we doing? And what was I supposed to be writing?
I cannot participate.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was good.
It was wicked.
Yeah. Yeah. It really was wicked. Well,
good thing I was studious in high school, so I'm used to being the person that does the group project. So
I couldn't have picked a better teammate to do this with. That is for sure.
And I think we did pretty good.
I think we did amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we good?
I think.
Did we get it all off our chest for the day?
I think we did. And I think we know what we're doing now. And
okay.
I think everyone should just make sure to grind gracefully until next week.
Sounds good to me. We'll see you guys later.